Tuesday, April 30th, Liturgy of the Hours, Midday Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And our Midday Hymn. Help us, O Lord, to learn the truths thy word imparts, to study that thy laws may be inscribed upon our hearts. Help us, O Lord, to live the faith which we proclaim, that all our thoughts and words and deeds may glorify your name. Help us, O Lord, to teach the beauty of your ways, that yearning souls may find the Christ and sing aloud his praise. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Psalm 119. They are happy whose life is blameless, who follow God's law. They are happy who do his will, seeking him with all their hearts, who never do anything evil but walk in his ways. You have laid down your precepts to be obeyed with care. May my footsteps be firm to obey your statutes. Then I shall not be put to shame as I heed your commands. I will thank you with an upright heart as I learn your decrees. I will obey your statutes. Do not forsake me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In the Psalm prayer, Lord God, you proclaim victorious those whose lives are blameless and give your law to those who seek it. Make us seek your righteous ways in our heart. Psalm 13. How long, O Lord, will you forget me? How long will you hide your face? How long must I bear grief in my soul, this sorrow in my heart, day and night? How long shall my enemy prevail? Look at me, answer me, Lord, my God. Give light to my eyes, lest I fall asleep in death. Lest my enemy say, I have overcome him. Lest my foes rejoice to see me fall. As for me, I trust in your merciful love. Let my heart rejoice in your saving help. Let me sing to the Lord for his goodness to me, singing psalms to the name of the Lord, the Most High. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer. Saving God, by the resurrection of your Son, you have given light to our eyes, and they shall not sleep in death forever. Look upon the sufferings of your church, so that our hearts may rejoice in your saving help, and sing you songs of praise. Psalm 14. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God above. Their deeds are corrupt, depraved, not a good man is left. From heaven the Lord looks down on the sons of men to see if any are wise, if any seek God. All have left the right path, depraved, every one. There's not a good man left, no, not even one. Will the evildoers not understand? They eat up my people as though they are eating bread. They never pray to the Lord. See how they tremble with fear without cause for fear, for God is with the just. You may mock the poor man's hope, but his refuge is the Lord. Oh, that Israel's salvation might come from Zion. When the Lord delivers his people from bondage, then Jacob will be glad and Israel rejoice. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer, God of wisdom and truth, without you neither truth nor holiness can survive. Safeguard the church you have gathered into one, and make us glad in proclaiming you. Repeating the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And a reading for this midday is from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 21 through 22a. You are now saved by a baptismal bath. This baptism is no removal of physical stain, but the pledge to God of an irreproachable conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He went to heaven and is at God's right hand. And the responsory, the disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, Alleluia. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. Father, you restored your people to eternal life by raising Christ, your Son, from death. Make our faith strong and our hope sure. May we never doubt that you will fulfill the promises you have made. Grant us through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.